And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
There you go. One G&T.
Thanks. Your prices aren't bad compared to some places I've lived.
Oh, Duncan, the boss, says no one would pay London or even Cambridge prices.
He's got a nice little pub here. Can I ask you something?
Sure. I've got time, as it's quiet.
So how do you meet men in Huntsford?
I'm not sure we'd be looking in quite the same place, my lovely.
I get you. But I mean, as a barman, you mean lots of people and you must know what's going on around town.
Well, there's the golf club. Plenty of blokes up there.
Yeah, well, they're either overweight, past it, creepy, married and looking for a bit in the side, or after your money, or all of the above.
You've got a point there.
I went to a singles club with my friend Chantelle, but it was the same story.
And there's not a lot else in Huntsford. The pub's probably your best bet.
Okay, well, let's have a look. So, past it, too young, does his mother even know he's out? Oh, hold on, who's that in the corner? On his own. Ooh, touch of Sean Bean about him.
Oh, with the Guinness? That's Bob Roberts. Drops by sometimes after he closes up for the night.
Well, what does he do?
He owns the garage. He's built up a good business there. Bit of a self-made man.
Yeah, which means he's definitely spoken for.
No, divorced. His wife did a run of years ago. Looks like you've just locked onto a target.
Yeah, so what makes you think I'm interested?
I saw how you looked at him. And the Sean Bean comment.
Okay, I admit it. He's the best thing I've seen in Huntsford so far.
I'll introduce you next time he comes to the bar. Just call me Cupid.
Chantelle, I've got something to tell you. I would have told you the other night at the singles club, but I didn't want to discuss it in front of Judy.
You really don't trust her, do you?
Too right, I don't. But we've been through all that. What I wanted to say is, I'm going to start dating again.
Fee! Are you sure you're ready?
Absolutely. I have to put Jay behind me and get back out there.
Okay, but don't rush things or you'll make bad choices.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm not looking for a long-term relationship. The main thing I want is a baby.
Oh, you still want a child?
Yep, and I'm going to do it my own way. Have fun this time.
What do you mean?
Online dating, with men as well as women.
I didn't think you were into men. I mean, you were with Jade.
I have dated men and women. I quite like men, and they have their uses.
You mean you're going to use a guy to get pregnant?
Oh, you make it sound so clinical. We'd still have fun.
But isn't it a bit unfair on the guys? You'd just be exploiting them.
Well, not really. Most men on dating apps are just looking for some casual fun, so they'd get what they want.
But would they want to father a child? I think not.
What they don't know won't hurt them.
It still seems unfair. You're deceiving them.
Look at it this way. They get what they want and I get to follow my dreams. It's a win-win.
That guy's got quite a pair of lungs on him. I don't reckon he stopped singing all the way from Cambridge. I'm surprised the driver didn't chuck him off the bus.
Oh, he was just having fun. I was tempted to join in. You are the dancing queen.
They definitely would have thrown us off then.
Hey, my singing's not that bad.
You can't be asking to join the band next.
Nah, you're all right. Sam's welcome to it. Anyway, thanks, Ryan. That was an amazing gig.
Better than one of ours?
Look, you can't compare the two. Your band's completely different from the DJ we saw tonight.
I know, I was joking.
Oh, right. Whatever. It was the best night out in ages.
I agree. I had a great time.
Thanks for persuading me to go. I suppose I better head home.
Don't go. Not yet.
What are we going to do? Sit in the moonlight at Huntsford bus station?
Pity the Red Lion's closed. We could have gone for a drink.
Not really. I don't want my dad breathing down my neck.
I guess not. Fancy a nightcap back to mine?
I've had plenty. Those cocktails were lethal. Also, your mum will be there?
She'll have gone to bed hours ago. We'll have the place to ourselves.
Sounds tempting, but I really should get back.
Jordan, you were the one who said you don't want to waste your life, and I know how we can make the best use of our next few hours.
Well, when you put it like that, how can I refuse?
Morning, Fiona. Can I have a word?
What about?
I've managed to acquire some highly sought-after hair products, and I wanted you to be the first to have the opportunity to buy them at a discount.
I'm afraid you're talking to the wrong person.
How come? I thought you were the manager.
I am, but Alison is in charge of stock procurement, assisted by Laura, and they're both busy with clients at the moment.
Oh, okay, I understand. I'll come back when they're free. When would be a good time to catch them?
I don't know. Their diaries are practically full. We're all very busy, as you can see.
Fiona, why do I feel I'm getting the cold shoulder here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We had such a good laugh the other night when we went to the singles club with Chantelle. I thought we were friends.
Friendship has to be earned, in my view. I'm sorry, but I don't do instant intimacy.
Oh, I get it. You Brits take a while to get to know a person, while us Irish folk, well, we can be a bit full on.
It's got nothing to do with race or anything like that. It's just a personal thing.
Yeah, whatever. This was meant to be a business discussion anyway. I'll continue with your colleagues as you suggest.
You could try the midweek. Towards closing time, they tend to be less busy then.
Well, I'll do that if I have time and anything left to sell. After all, other salons will be interested in these products. They could be snapped up in a couple of days.
Well, we'll have to take that chance, I'm afraid. Look, I've got to go. My next client's due in a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks, Fiona. You've been very helpful.
You can't deny it, Jordan. I know how to show a girl a good time.
Is that right? Dream on, Ryan. The DJ was good, though. I'll give you that.
Almost as good as our band.
You wish.
You were a right show-off. You didn't leave the dance floor all night except to go to the bar.
Look, I hate to admit it, but I did have a blast. I haven't had a good dance like that in ages.
It's a bit of a stretch to call waving your arms above your head dancing, but... Ouch! What was that for?
For having a go at my dancing. It's not like you've got room to talk. You're not exactly Justin Timberlake yourself.
Well, you haven't seen all my moves yet, babe. The other night was just for starters.
Back off, stud. Someone might see.
You care? We were going all out. After all, I'm not just playing around. I could get very serious about you, Jordan.
I mean it. Back off. You're starting to creep me out. I like you and everything, and I'm not saying I won't be a girlfriend, but I don't want to go public yet.
Why not? Are you ashamed of me or something?
No, I just want some privacy for us. Public displays of affection aren't my style, unlike Sam and Mario over there.
Oi, you two, get a room.
Talking of room, we could always head on out of here and go somewhere more private. Practice some of those moves you were mentioning.
Now that is a brilliant idea. Come on, gorgeous, let's go.
Hi, Mario.
Hi, Chantelle. I can't stay long. I've got band practice soon.
No problem. I just wanted to tell you my news.
Good news, I hope.
Certainly is. Remember that record company who want to sample Dave's song?
How could I forget? Stuff like that doesn't happen every day around here.
Exactly. Anyway, I've signed a contract with them. It's happening, Mario.
Wow, that was quick. I hope they haven't ripped you off.
Don't worry. Adam's put me in touch with an entertainment lawyer who's red hot on recording contracts and royalties. He negotiated the deal for me.
Great. Well, I'm glad you took my advice. Well, still seems quick, though.
Apparently, they want to set an early release date so the band can perform the new track during festival season.
I wish it was me performing Dad's songs, not them.
They're only sampling the song. Anyway, I didn't think Dave's music was your sort of thing.
Oh, actually, I'd like to look at Dad's old songs. Maybe our band could adapt them, like this other band's doing.
If you do want to, at least I know a good lawyer who can advise me on copyright issues, as I own the royalties.
I'm his son. I know he'd like me to keep his music alive.
Look, I'm sure we can work something out later on, but for now, please keep this whole thing to yourself.
Absolutely. There's a few round here who wouldn't mind taking advantage.
That's just what Adam said. Thanks for your support, Mario.
Not a problem.
I'll let you know when the millions start rolling in.
And maybe we can support this band next time they go on tour. I always dream.
Season 4, episode 33 was written by Tim Latham and 34 Jean Fairbairn. Judy was played by Sonia Anderson, Trevor Neil Arthur, Chantelle Becky Zarati, Fiona Jackie Powell, Ryan Tom Askew, Jordan Anna Cooley, and Mario Tony Irving. Post-production engineers Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds, HCR Sound Library and freesound.org. Hunsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Hunsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.